Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The 2023 regular legislative session gaveled in at 12 noon on Tuesday, January the 3rd of 2023. This session is scheduled to last 90 days. The deadline for making requests for general bills and constitutional amendments to be drafted is Wednesday, January the 11th, 2023. The Joint Legislative Budget Committee finalized budget recommendations for the FY 2024 year. On December 6th of 2022, the Joint Legislative Budget Committee approved a budget recommendation for $7 billion plus dollars for the 2024 fiscal year that will begin on July 1st of 2023. The approval of this budget recommendation also leaves $3 billion in unencumbered revenue. This budget that was approved by the 14-member Budget Committee, which includes both Speaker Gunn and Lieutenant Governor Delbert Hosemann, is viewed as a starting point for the 174 members of the legislature to use in developing a budget for next year's fiscal year. Of the total recommendations, the Joint Legislative Budget Committee highlighted four key priority areas of increasing spending. The homestead exemption reimbursement represents one of the four key principal areas. This reimbursement is a major core legislative item for the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The following are the total four key areas. First, state employment health insurance to increase by $32 million. Child Protective Services, Foster Care and Adoption, to increase by $12.3 million. The Department of Public Safety, increased salaries and forensics lab, to increase $3 million. And as mentioned, the Department of Revenue, full funding of the homestead exemption reimbursement, which will be increased by $1.4 million. This increase would be an increase from $90.6 million from last year for this particular budget year we're in right now to $92 million for the FY24 budget. Bills introduced impacting county government, House Bill 1, campaign finance reports, require candidates for county, county districts, and municipal offices to file with the Secretary of State. This measure is referred to the House Elections Committee. No action is taken on this measure. House Bill 2, campaign finance reports, shall be available on county and municipal websites. This measure is referred to the House Elections Committee. No action is taken on this bill. House Bill 217, taxes levied by commissioners of master water management districts. Remove requirement that the Board of Supervisors must implement. This measure has no action taken on it. This will conclude this week's legislative update. The House and Senate will reconvene on Monday, January 9th at 4 p.m. Thank you.